Hi, everybody. We're just signing in. You know, we don't normally sign in before we sign in, but, you know, trigger warning for our intro to this podcast, because it kind of got away from us there
Some
a little
of our
bit.
Our comments might be a bit misconstrued.
Yeah, off color. Anyway, you can see the type of stuff that this this short story brings out in us. It's really, you know, it's one for the ages.
Sure is.
So trigger warning for our intro, trigger warning for the show episode of the Lightning Bringer.
I think you got it there. Yeah.
And, yeah. So be warned.
Fair warning. And sorry again.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Have fun. Bye.
Hey, everyone. So it was brought to my attention by Zach. Thank you very much, Zach.
Yes.
That today's episode, our Patreon, our unlocked Patreon episode, The Lightning Bringer, is our 150th episode.
Woo!
So we don't normally do these, you know, preamble sort of intros to our episodes, but what a special event.
And only
that
the
you
way,
have today for you.
Only the way Seven Bells can do it, too.
Dripping with sarcasm. Yeah, this, I re-listened to this recently.
Me too.
And
couple times.
I really want y'all to know that we were as accurate as we could have been and as charitable as I think we could have been.
Agreed. I've found us very diplomatic on the issue. I mean, we give our thoughts.
True, true.
I tend to be more blunt than you.
You know, which is surprising, because I remember myself.
Oh, you hate it, but I'm a more blunt person in general.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do couch a lot of what I say sometimes, but
yeah, whereas I just tend to spit it out. That just fucking sucked.
It's fucking dog shit. Shit-ass Hall of Fame material right here. Yeah, so it's, you know, trigger warning, discussions of sexual assault.
Yeah.
It's a pretty, pretty grimy short story. So
it's fucking weird.
If you're sensitive to that sort of thing, I wouldn't blame you if you skipped it.
We do our best to get to couch it into some humor.
Yeah.
But also, understand if it's not for you.
You know,
you can skip this.
Rape can only be so funny.
You want me to bring up the old George Carlin bit where picture
you
Porky
can.
Pig raping Elmer Fudd?
Jesus Christ.
I bet you I can make rape funny.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. This is the intro.
It sure is.
Oh, my God. What have we done? Okay, we should stop recording before it's too late. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah, enjoy.
We love you.
We love you very much. I'm sorry, maybe.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. We love you.
Welcome to Short Story.
Anyway, get ready to fuck this pig.
Yeah, I guess.
Hello and welcome, listener. Lauren, probably. It's
probably.
To another episode of Short Story Long.
Yay.
I'm Zach. That's Alex. Leave it in.
You did it on purpose.
Nope. That was an oopsie. But it was a funny oopsie.
And then I realized I can't really do an impression of you.
It's fair. I'm one of a kind.
You are, yeah.
Little sharks. Yeah. Thank you for that compliment I fished for. Anyway.
Twinkling diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
No, I just meant you were a twink.
I am a cub if I'm anything.
I know. Yeah. I'm an otter.
Yeah. I'd say so. Anyway. Yes, welcome to Short Story Long. Today, we are covering a short story by Garth Nix himself.
Yes.
Called The Lightning Bringer.
I'm just going to say first off.
Yeah, go for it.
This is one of the worst stories I've ever read.
Yeah, it's a big bucket of shit.
We've talked on this this subject before, but Garth Nix...
This one's about sex.
Yeah. A subject Garth Nix...
should avoid at all costs.
Yes, he's not good at it.
No, not only is this story not sexy, it's objectively horrifying and just The oh my god!
It's,
okay,
it's weird.
It's men writing women. It's
slightly rapey.
It's not even slightly rapey. It's very rapey. It's like. Okay. In the opening sort of blurb, it talks about his fascination with lightning,
which is intrigued. Cool. I love lightning.
This would have been a cool story. Okay, backing up. This is a story that he wrote because he's fascinated with lightning, and he was like, he witnessed a very close lightning strike that he almost got hit by lightning.
Yeah.
He's talking about this guy that got struck by lightning like 8 times or 7 times, and he was going to be sending his information to Guinness Book of World Records about his lightning survivals, and he got struck on the way to the post office, which is like, huh, lol, irony.
Yeah, which is kind of funny. I chuckled.
About the, you know, like when you're looking at slow motion lightning strikes, you see like these sort of tendrils of electrified plasma or charge, like going up from the ground or objects and then connecting to the storm. Lightning travels down that path and zaps whatever it is.
It's beautifully fascinating. I love lightning. I love looking at it. I love looking at it in slow-mo. I love thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm. And then he says, anyway, I had to write this thing for this collection of short stories called like Love and Sex. And I was like, what am I going to write about? I know. Lightning.
To which I said to you, as soon as I read that sentence to you out loud, because we were reading our stories on the couch next to each other, oh no, Garth Nix is going to write about sex.
And when I was my turn to read the story, periodically I would go, oh no, or ugh.
Which was the only enjoyment I got, was seeing the disgust in your voice and face.
Jesus fucking Christ, this is a bad story.
Let's get into this cesspit.
Yeah, so it starts when the main character is just 10 years old.
10 years old.
And I was like, oh no, please, can we just write about adults, please?
Bad start.
And how this kid could always see people's auras, but they were like usually dull and flickery, you know?
Yeah,
until he saw this fucking cliche of a villain character who's like a biker who's riding this black motorcycle, wearing a black shirt, and he's
drifter with these lightning like tattoos.
Lightning tattoos on his arms, and he is muscly.
Long hair and a bandana.
Yeah. And his aura was blue like lightning, and he could control people with it. And there was this hot chick who had tits and legs like a Barbie, and I was too young to really want to fuck her, but then when I was older I definitely wanted to fuck her anyway.
In retrospect,
this biker dude, he like it sends out his rapey lightning tendril aura,
yeah,
and makes her want to fuck him too. And then he's like, oh boy, I can see you can see auras or whatever, and you could have my power.
You've got
and
the Kvorka.
What?
Kvorka is the a Jewish energy term for a man that is popular with the ladies.
You got the what's the word for that in English? Je ne sais quoi. Suave affaire?
Yeah, sure.
Or, those are both French. Big dick energy, but also, I mean, but not to shame people with tiny dicks, because, you know, they can get it done too.
Well, that's just the energy. You can have a tiny dick, but have big dick energy.
I guess this is true. Swagger.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he gets in her brain with his electric power and makes her horny for the biker.
Yeah.
He
says to this 10-year-old, I have the power. I can have anyone I want.
It's so badly written, too. It's not just the content. The writing is bad.
Yeah. This seems like it was written by a horny 15-year-old.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess the character is 16.
Right,
but
doesn't
also
mean you have to get in the headspace.
Yeah, the guy's like, you could have this power too. You have to feed the power and use it, or you'll lose it anyway. And then also, he's like, muscles under his shirt, and
the biker man also says, "I can have any woman man
if I was so inclined, but I'm not. But I'm gonna kiss you on the forehead or something.
Just something weird.
So yeah,
the story sucks."
And then he's like, fast forward 6 years later. And I wished that I could have any woman I wanted because oh my God. There's so many sentences that are like, I wish I could say I didn't think about the lightning bringer every day, but I did.
And then when I got horny, it was every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ. I wish I could have any woman I wanted against her will because I'm not a hit with the ladies at 16. Like, no one is.
Right.
No one is.
Although it seemed like you really wanted to fuck that lightning man.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my God. Then he finds a girlfriend named Anya.
She wasn't as cute as the first girl.
She wasn't as good looking, but he still wanted to fuck her, I guess. She'll do. Fuck.
This is all in the story. We're not embellishing.
I mean, we're paraphrasing. These aren't the exact words, but it's the vibe.
Even paraphrasing, it's still pretty goddamn close.
Yeah. There's so much and her, Beck, what was her name? The first girl?
Oh, not Chloe.
Claire? Anyway,
yeah.
The first girl, she had tits or breasts that stuck out just the right amount.
Right
and,
That's
and
an
waist
actual
that
quote.
Cut that came in just the right amount and legs like a Barbie doll. Literal quote.
Yes.
Literal, like,
word for word.
So gross. Yeah, holy shit.
yeah, we need to slow down a little bit.
And then he's like, and I liked Anya, and we would, she seemed to always know what I was thinking. Like, when I wanted to put my hand up the back of her shirt and unclasp her bra, she would always move away so I couldn't do it. It was so annoying. Like, ugh.
How dare she be a person with agency?
Yeah, I wanted to put my hands places, but I was too embarrassed to talk about sex with her because, I don't know.
I probably could have had sex with her if I talked about it, but I decided
I just wanted to put my hands places, but she was like, no. And then he goes into a thing about how he didn't take no for an answer with her, and she was upset. She was mad at me for 2 weeks.
Yeah, they were making they were making out, and she wanted to stop, he didn't, and he kept going.
Yeah. And then the book is just like, oh, what a wet blanket she was. I fucking hate this story so much.
This story sucks. Shit.
And then the lightning. Back 6 years prior, the first girl went off on his motorcycle, and then they found her burnt body out in the bush or whatever because she had been struck by lightning. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So it's rape and murder.
Yeah.
Also, there's not a more heavy-handed, lazy metaphor for coming than lightning strike.
Yeah, except maybe a rocket going up.
Or a train going into a tunnel. No.
Or a hot dog conveyor belt.
Yeah, it's just so fucking bad. And then the lightning bringer guy comes back, and then he has his sights on Anya, and she's like,
Anya.
Mine, because she's, oh God.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible. And then so she goes off with the lightning bringer, and then the main character like, and I snapped, I was like an animal, and I went running off to find them, and then I knew that I could see their auras, the trace of their auras intermingling. I knew they were kissing. and then I found them in this parking lot, and she was sucking his dick, and he was gonna come and electrocute her brain with his lightning seed.
Basically, yeah.
And then I fought him, and he was like collecting energy, and then I got the energy. He was like, yes, do the energy thing.
I have the
kill her
now.
With the lightning. And he's like, but I love her. And so I kissed him on the forehead, and he exploded. And then I woke up in Anya's lap, and I was like, oh, is he, I hope he's nowhere to be found. She's like, I don't think so. Plus, I was hot for it.
Yeah, I kind of liked
that. That was hot.
I'm not like the lightning man, am I?
No, you have an aura like mine. Like marmalade. Sorry. It's making me dry heave a little bit. It's horrible. I fucking hate this story so much.
This story goes to show that... Even some of your favorite authors could strike out real hard.
Yes, they can.
Nobody bats a thousand.
Fuck.
But okay. Holy shit, this was like... This
0 out of 10. Would not recommend.
No. If you... I would only recommend, so you see we are not lying, of how shitty this is. This is in... Nicholas Aaron,
This is from Across the Wall and Other Tales of the Abhorsions.
Yeah, yeah. Which, ostensibly, is a children's or a young adult book.
Yeah, it is, but it's also, like, not... It's like a...
It's elevated.
It's elevated in the sense that how many young adults are going to pick up a collection of short stories?
Like, right.
The genre it's, or the type of book it is, I don't think lends itself to a young adult audience.
True, but if you're like a true fan of the Old Kingdom series, it's like, I love this author, I'm going to pick up everything he gets, and then you get to this, and it's just like, what a shit smear on the page.
Like, you can't even polish this turd. It is just so aggressively... I just...
This story is only fit for toilet paper.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, hope you like this episode.
Yeah, I mean, we could...
I'm not even sorry about all the dry heaving sounds. Like, I know some people are sympathetic pukers, but, you know...
We could...
That is better than reading the story.
We could rail on and on, but honestly, I can tell you this is legitimately one of the worst stories I've ever read. I have read so much crappy fan fiction on the internet. I've read so many, like, slash fics.
Oh, yeah. Those are usually better written than this. Like,
Creepypastas.
I am truly, truly disappointed in Garth Nix for this story.
Honestly, yeah. It gave me a headache.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Anyway, I think that's all we really have.
Truly, yeah.
We could explore deeper conversations about rape culture and the male gaze, but frankly...
You know what we're going to say.
You know what we're going to say, and this story is just not worth spending that much time on.
It really isn't. It's truly abysmal.
Yes. Anyway, this has been Short Story Long. Alex. I'm Zach.
Thanks for giving to the Patreon, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Charlotte, Maya, Patrick, and William, as always. Sorry that your names are attached to an episode talking about this fucking short story. But hey, there you go. You paid for it, so you get it.
So are our names. And here we are.
Woof. Okay. Anyway, next time, we'll catch you then on the show that you're listening to.
Yes. Hopefully with a fucking better story.
Ugh.
All right, goodbye, everybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
This show ain't no good.